the book Hebrews, part 272. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotten Elm version, the one that you won't find in no bookshop anywhere in the world, except through the Sacred Name people, they have them. And that's where I obtained all the necessary information to copy the Bibles, reprinted, distributed, and. Should you require any of these Bibles, it's the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. You can contact me at my WhatsApp numbers. Of course, a plus 27 international code for South Africa. My number is 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the right and top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very, very welcome. Always very, very welcome. Very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications, all the other studies we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family and everybody that matters. Make sure I keep a 6011 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 11, but we are looking at confirmation scriptures, 1 Corinthians 13 verse, I'm just going to read verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child. When I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. Yes, we're not there anymore. We are not, we're not fiddling in the dark. Hallelujah. We came to the revelation through the Ruach HaKodesh. It says in verse 12, for now we see through a glass darkly. Like I explained yesterday morning, most of our lives we saw through a glass darkly. It's like tinted windows. Darkly. But then face to face, we came to a place 15 years ago, 16 years ago in my life, where I came face to face with the truth. Yes, at first I didn't want anything to do with it. Pastor Rika took the Bible, Umtay's Bible, and she studied it. And she shared it with me. I didn't want to hear much about it. But eventually Yahweh revealed His Word. Now it says, but then face to face, now I know in part. Although we are more than 16 years busy with the revelation word, we still know in part. Why? Well, easily. When I originally received the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, on page 5 there's an alphabet with 10 letters. Now, Umtay's, the one that he was my tutor, that introduced me to the revelation names, he was died a couple of years ago. He told me that the ancient Hebrew alphabet only existed out of 10 letters, but also it was ignorance on his side, because nobody ever told him that you don't get a 10 letter Hebrew alphabet. The ancient Hebrew alphabet is 22 letters, but because on page 5 of the Restoration Bible it shows the 10-letter alphabet, which is only the first 10 letters of the ancient Hebrew alphabet. Now, because we did not know, myself, with the information I had, I start teaching on it, preaching on it, and then I was preaching, there's a 10-letter alphabet. I did. But it came to that part that says, I only knew in part. Now on top of page 5, if you have the Bible, you can open it on page 5. See on the top, it talks about Joseph Thomas, Dr. Joseph Thomas, that wrote a manual on world alphabets. That trick, if I have it, it's that trick. And then through the way that Jaffa works, one of my students that was in America obtained this in a second-hand shop, bookshop or something. He walked past, and there was this very same document with all the, well, the book, with all its information. And there on page 22 was the, on page 21, the one half, on the bottom it shows the 10 letters exactly the same. It's like it was taking a photo of the 10 letters, and on the right hand side of the page, the next 12 letters. They never put it together. They took a photo because the restoration, the name Jaffa, Yafashua, Ruach HaKodesh, Elohim Hashem, everything comes from the 10 letters. And that's why they concentrate only on the 10 letters. Today, in my possession, I have that manuscript. If I say manuscript, that book, ages old. Because Joseph Thomas and Dr. Joseph Briant Rotenham, Tellus and Bredham, they all were part of the same group who were Bible critics. So what happened? Today in my possession I have the original to show the proof. It's there. It's there. So nobody can ask questions around it. We knew in part. We preached in part. We had knowledge in part. The same as we had since our childhood. We grew up in a Pentecostal church with Jesus and God and Yahweh, Jehovah, and it was everything, Lord and God. Just to realize, after 60 years of my life, that that's all Babylonian names, created by the Roman Catholic Church. So what did we do? We knew in part. Although we knew nothing about Joseph Thomas' books that he wrote, but we knew that in the time that we are living, how we are coming to the knowledge of the revelation word. It says, for now we see in glass darkly. And it's not wrong to not know. We can't help. We haven't translated the Bibles, and we haven't done reviewings of Bibles. We have what we have, because this is what we have. It came to us as, in those years, the word of God, the word of Jaffa, our Elohim today. We didn't know better until I could lay my hands on the restoration of the original sacred name Bible. He says, but face to face. We came face to face with the truth of the knowledge, the revelation worked. Now I know in part, after we came face to face. You know, when you look in a mirror, you see face to face. Sometimes you don't like what you see. But that's what it is. And this you can't change. Nobody can change it. So we learn to live with it. And the same with the Revelation Gospel. We didn't know. We came face to face with the knowledge that we have, which was preached in the universities, in the Bible colleges, in churches, all our lives. He says here, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, after we came to realizing what my face looks like, seeing it in a mirror, Jaffa revealing his word, now I know in part. We don't know in full. We don't know in full. We work with what we have. But at least we are working with something. We are not allowing the Roman Catholic Church to lead us by our noses to church dogma and theology. We have a brain. We can read a thing and understand it, and we can study the word. We can do research. And we can come to the revelation truth. That he said, but now in part, but then shall I know even as I am known now. So there will come a time, and it might happen in time, that we will come to greater revelation. We don't know. And this is the wonderful thing about the truth, the gospel truth. It's working in revelations. Yahweh works in revelations. We now know in part. Why? Because we came face to face. But then shall I know even as I am also known. Yes, I can apply that to the day that I die. The day that I die, I shall know even as I am known now. Then it will stop in my life. But that which Yahweh revealed unto us, we are leaving for our children and all the Yavist and all the passes who qualified through the Bible. I'm talking about the Yavist passes who qualified after a 4-year course in Bible, in eschatology and theology. Well, 3 years eschatology, 1 year theology. Came. There's so many of them busy with their own groups, small groups here and there, on the internet, on Facebook, preaching the revelation gospel, which they knew nothing about 16 years ago. But today they are qualified in the world. We have a Bible college that we are training people all over the world. Those that will become pastors and evangelists, teachers and preachers. And it doesn't say I have to receive the revelation. It doesn't. He doesn't. One of our pastors, Pastor John Wilkin, he received a revelation about the Black Pope. Just like that. And when he spoke to me about it the first time, I said, no, there's no way. Because it didn't make sense when he spoke about the Black Pope. Today I am busy with teaching on in Afrikaans about the white pope and black pope, the wit pope or the swart pope. It is not a cultural black, but there's a black pope in the Vatican since the 15th century. But I'm not going to teach about that. But what I'm saying here, Pastor George Wilkin, Yahweh revealed to him something, although he hasn't received the full revelation, but there was enough to make me curious. First, when he addressed me about it, I said it's impossible. But afterwards, through prayerful thinking and studying and research, as time progressed and the Ruach starts to work in our soul's dimension, suddenly it's like a curtain that's been drawn, and then I started my research, going beyond where he was. But what has he done? He has lit a match that made a small little light. If you light the match, there's a small little light. But this light now has become a fire. Because with the background in the eschatology for 59 years, studies and research, now I can start putting pieces of the puzzle together and understand how the scripture is going to be fulfilled. Suddenly, reading scriptures that we've been preaching about for many years and seeing we were on the right track. But suddenly, the curtain has been drawn. And we can see, we now see face to face. Firstly, we only knew partly, which was good enough to teach about and to preach about for the time we were living in. But for the time we are living in now, I will teach and preach about this black pope, white pope on a later stage in English. But if you understand Afrikaans, you can go to the internet. It's exactly the same website is just Yahshua. You will see the English one is Yahshua. Yahweh, the Father's name. https://Yahweh. This Afrikaans, Yahshua, the Son's name. If you put it in there, you will get it. You can just go there. The wit post or the swart post in Afrikaans. As you then can understand what I can now say, it will be good. So it's not a sin to talk in another language. That's my native tongue, being a South African. And it's not a sin to talk in Afrikaans. It's a privilege that after 350 years as a nation, the Afrikaner has his own language. Yes, many organizations, everybody's tried to press it to suppress it, but it's alive. And as long as it's spoken, it's alive. So what I'm saying, the information is there. I want to conclude. I'm going to read the scripture again. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face as in a mirror. And now I know in part. And I'm especially thinking about that which George Wilkin, dealt with me, and is coming alive. But then shall I know even also as I am known. So we must not stagnate. We must grow in the Spirit. You know, and as long as we are on the spot where Yahweh can reveal things to us, we make other people talk. And the more we talk about the Scriptures, the greater it becomes, and the greater the revelation. The revelation in every revelation. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahweh is coming back again. Hallelujah.